Are you maybe done with your own football team? Not done, but you know, just a little bit fed up. Maybe you want to turn your attention somewhere else. Maybe you're sick paying all that money you pay on your television subscription that's costing you a fortune, and you'd really just want to channel your efforts to something else with a little bit of a local twist. I'm talking about football here. And why would a businessman from just down the road pump his money into an Hungarian football team in the lower divisions? And maybe you could be part of this journey. We are joined by John Marshall. John Marshall, you are the owner of, is it VAK? Am I pronouncing that right? Or is there a Hungarian differentiation on that?
Yeah, it's called VAK FC. 30 kilometres north of Budapest.
So you have been involved with the side for how long? No, first of all, why Hungary? Where did your love for Hungary come into this? And why have you bought a football club out there?
I went to Hungary on business 11 years ago. I fell in love with the city and also the business opportunity. And then about 5 years ago, I was presented the opportunity of purchasing a second division football club at the time, and decided to give it a go.
So it hasn't been a smooth sailing in any way, shape or force, because you're always going to get objectors, you're always going to get people who might have an issue with a foreign owner. We've seen that time and time again with the early reaches of the Premiership. It doesn't really exist now anymore. Did you get seen as like that money-grabbing foreign owner who's coming in to buy our club?
Yes. There's only two foreign owners in the entire country. The second foreign owner is the co-owner of Standard Liège, so he's from Belgium, and then there's myself. So yeah, I've had some resistance from, you know, the local municipality, but over time managed to win them over. And it's not been plain sailing, but slowly but surely we're getting there.
How do you do that? How do you win it over? Is it the cheeky Scouse wit or that sparkly smile?
A bit of both, and a great deal of determination and never say die attitude, I suppose.
What's your background in football, John? What have you done? Did you play when you were younger? Have you always just had a passion for it? Or did this just fall into your lap and you couldn't say no?
I suppose my only main qualification is that I'm an absolute crazy Evertonian. And I love business. So combining the two was seemed like a natural progression for me.
Tell me about it. Right, so what happened? You went in. How was the club financially when you went in? Did you have to do much initial investment? What happened then, and how did you become the forthright owner of the VAK football club?
When I went in, it seemed all clean and clear, but after diving in, it came to light quite quickly that it was not what I thought it was going to be. And I had basically the first year of fighting every man and his dog to gain full control of the club, because there was some untoward activity going on in the background. So I had numerous legal disputes and numerous meetings with the Football Federation. And it took me best part of 12 months to get full control of the club.
Did you ever, during that 12 months, go, well, I'm done with this. I don't need this. I'm far away from home. I don't know anyone. Don't speak the language fluently just as of yet. And this isn't working out. This is my money. I can get this money and put it into something else.
Yes. I was in Liverpool at the time. And I called my own journey and said, I've had enough. Done. It's over. No more. And that was 1 year into it. And he convinced me to stay in, to be honest. I'd love to say that I didn't think about leaving, but I did at one point. And he convinced me to stay in. We restarted the club in the fourth division, similar to what Rangers did in the past few years. And we started again. I'd love to say it was from a zero point, but it was probably from a minus point. And then we achieved back-to-back promotions, got back into the second division, finished 11th, and then we just finished the last season in sixth position.
So that's it. You've had to do like a Rangers. You had to go in. You had to find it. Obviously, as you said a couple of minutes ago, the finances and indeed the business side of things weren't what you thought it was. But you stayed there. You were patient. You were going to go back in. You weren't going to go back in. And then you decided to go back in. How do you get a promotion then? How do you get a side to consolidate? Is this about going and getting the right manager in? Is this about trying to make sure that the players buy into you or the project, dare I say?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, when we went down to the fourth division, I convinced 70% of my squad to stay. So we went down to the fourth division, but in effect we had, let's say, a half-decent lower half of the table, second division team. So we kind of blitzed the fourth division without losing a match. And then the third division, we won on the second to last game. But Vats FC were champions of Hungary back in 1994. And the coach at that time was a guy called Janos Csonk. And when we went back to the fourth division, I knocked on his door and begged him to come back and help us. And he took pity on me and came back as some kind of saviour. And he helped us to get back-to-back promotion. So, you know, there was obviously the finances, the half-decent team, and a very good coach that came to help us out. So,
like, you're a side that's played in the Cup Winners' Cup when it was about sort of 95, 96. You've played in the Intertoto Cup, the UEFA Cup as well. So you're by no means a small side. Tell me, if I was to go down and watch you sort of, I think your league starts this weekend, what am I watching? Am I watching a side, you know, similar to Tranmere? Am I watching a side similar to, you know, the City of Liverpool Football Club? What type of crowds, what type of setup is VAC in Hungary?
The facilities are not obviously as good as the UK. We're currently going through the process of getting a building permit to build a new main stand. So the stadium holds 10,000 people, but based on current federation regulations, it's not suitable, let's say, for the second division. So last season we played our home matches away from Vats, and again this season we will do the same, but hopefully by this time next year or latest second half of next season we'll be back in a brand new stadium. On a good day, for example, when we won the third division, we had 1,200 fans in the stadium, but I'm very confident that when we do have the new stadium that we'll be getting crowds of 2,000, 3,000, even 4,000 quite easily.
So hold on a second, you're a man who's starting a new journey with the football club. You feel like it's on the up and you're getting a new stadium. And you've said to me you're a diehard Evertonian. There's a few parallels here, John Marshall.
Well, I'd love to compare, but you're talking about two very different projects. And we're coming back to life, and Everton are going back to where they deserve to be. So, there's some similarities, but two very different projects. Yeah.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm Conor Phillips. You're listening to Full Time. I'm joined I'm talking about a really interesting story. I'm joined by John Marshall, who is the owner of VAC FC. It's a Hungarian football club based in the north of Budapest. John has had to take it up two tiers and hopes to take it up to the next tier. So you're sitting, where are you playing now currently? In the second division?
Yeah, second division. Home matches are being played in Budapest. We're renting a stadium in the city, which is fantastic for the fans and fantastic for me because that's where I live.
Excellent. So your aspirations then are obviously to move from the position you're in at the moment to go to the top tier. So you're in the championship, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. So we're aiming to go to the first division. We could push for it this season. I believe that with the the right additions to the squad, we could probably go for promotion. But I don't believe that, from a business point of view, we're ready. And obviously, as I mentioned, regarding the infrastructure, we're not ready. So this next season, we're aiming for top four. And if we manage to get the stadium more or less ready for the next season, then and the business is ready with the commercial relationships, and I'm confident that we can go to the first division and stay there, then we would make a decision to do it. But I would say realistically it would be not this coming season or the next season, it would be the season after. The target is to be in the first division for the 2020 Euros.
And it really is one of those situations where you have a plan. I've seen the business plan, I've seen the social access plan, I've seen exactly where you see this club. This is a serious business to you. You're genuinely getting in this for the long haul. And does that scare you? Is it hard to get back and forth from Hungary to Liverpool, and can you live a normal life?
Well, after the first year, there's not much that can scare us in Hungarian football, to be honest, because we were having World War III for the best part of 12 months. So since then, it just got easier and easier. So moving forward, after the 5 years that we've just done, we're feeling more and more confident as days go by. So, we're very determined to achieve the goals, and I have no doubt that we won't achieve them.
And a few interesting footballers out training with you this summer as well. You've got a bit of interest from a man who knows what it's like to play in the top echelons of world football. Tell me about this.
Yeah, we've had Emmanuel Abure, former Arsenal defender, training with us last week. He's been in Hungary training with Ferencváros, the biggest Hungarian football club, and they were off to a Europa League tie last week, so he was looking to keep training, and we offered him the opportunity to come and train with the mighty Vats FC.
And how did he get on? Now, what type of difference is there between the mighty Vats FC and someone who's played in the Premier League?
It was great to have him there because he's super successful, runners-up medal in the Champions League, and absolutely lovely guy. And it was great for the lads to be with mingle with such an individual. And he had some great tips for the coach and for the team, the lads with attitude and tactics. And it was it was just a great boost for everybody, really.
So, what can he do then? He was over just training with yourselves. Obviously, Ferencváros are a team that you look up to. Can you kind of like dip into their players, invite them to come in and train with you? Is it the progression within Hungarian football and others supporting you from other teams, Sick?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about relationships at the end of the day, and we believe that we have a great relationship with the Football Federation because our main philosophy is to develop Hungarian players. We don't have any foreigners in the squad. We don't field any non-Hungarian players, and our relationship with, in particular, first division clubs presently is very good because they look at our club as a great place to put players on loan or get them over to Vats for a season so they can come back to MB1 in another year. So yeah, our relationship with the top tier clubs is getting better, I would say, as we get better.
So do you not feel like you can maybe dip into the market over here? There's a lot of excellent footballers over here, a lot of excellent footballers playing Conference League 2 football. Do you think you could offer them an experience? You've just said there's no non-Hungarians in the side. Would it be a good idea to start dipping into the pool over here, or is it quite strict over there?
The incentive for the second division teams is to only field Hungarian players. First division clubs are allowed a certain quota of foreign players. I do believe that some of the UK-based sides could dip into our pool of footballers, and I believe that the Hungarian football will only get better if they start exporting more players. 80% of their national team plays in Hungarian football, which the standard's not good enough. And if 80% of your national team playing Hungarian football, then you're never going to have a good national team. So I believe there's lots of talent in Hungary. I believe that we need to promote Hungarian football and the players that are potentially available to UK-based clubs. And I would invite any UK-based clubs to come and have a look at our academy. We've got 200 kids ranging from the age of 8 to 19. So we've got some good players.
Brilliant. Well, listen, we wish you luck for this season. What can we do if we wanted to support you? We wanted to, is there means to watch this VAC side? Which, if you have just joined us, this is John Marshall from FC VAC in Hungary. A man who's just born down the road, born and bred Scouser, Everton fan, who owns the club. How can we watch it? How can we keep up with the club? And how can we make it almost, our affiliate foreign team of the year?
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook, Vats FC on Facebook, or the Hungarian Sports Channel, M for Marshall. You can watch some of the games on there. They have a lot of these second division matches live. But you'll get most of the updates on the website, vatsfc.com, Instagram. And sometimes we have the odd match streaming. So if you want to keep an eye on Vats FC, then feel free to do so. We would welcome the support.
Well, listen, John, I'd love to make you the affiliate foreign team of the season. If you just promise, right, when things start to go well and the goals start to go banging in and you start to head towards the higher echelons, as in playing teams like Ferencváros next year, stay with me and sort of bring me the news right throughout the season if you can.
Of course, promise to do so.
John, listen, safe travels, because I know you're in Spain and then heading back to Hungary to get the new season started, which is what, Sunday? What's the Sunday game? Who are you playing against?
We're at home to Sadiq Shah.
What are the chances?
Good side. Probably a draw.
Probably a draw. We'll take a draw. Tell you what, we'll keep a tight eye on it, and I'll bring everyone the news on Monday to see how you go. John Marshall, thank you so much for joining me on Radio City Talk.
Nice one, Conor. Thanks a lot.
The excellent John Marshall, who is the chairman of the VAC football club based in Hungary, playing in the second division. Haven't done a Rangers, having to start all over again. They've gone fourth, third, their second season in the second division, looking to get promoted to, I suppose, the Hungarian version of the Premier League, all owned by a man from just down the road. We'll keep you updated with that right throughout the season.